Imagine you're in a green landscape studded with trees and bushes. You're working as one of a team of hunters, quietly stalking a herd of mammoths. One of the mammoths, you hope, is going to be your supper. You're clutching a light spear with a sharp pointed stone at the end of it. You get closer, you hurl your spear, and it misses. The mammoth you wanted to kill snaps the shaft under its foot. That spear is useless now. You take another one and you move on. And you leave behind you on the ground something that's not just a killing tool that failed, but a thing that's going to become a message across time. Because thousands of years after the mammoth trod on your spear, humans will find that pointed stone spearhead and know that their ancestors were in this place far earlier than anyone had imagined.
It looks so tiny, and then it's only sort of 2 or 3 inches in length.
These are people on the move, explorers, and I can really feel quite a bit of empathy with what it must have been like to enter country that nobody had told you about, that nobody had actually been in before you.
It's 13,000 years ago, and you're in America.
Clovis Spearpoint, made of stone. 13,000 years old and found in Arizona, United States of America.
Things that are thrown away or lost can tell us as much about the past as any object carefully preserved for posterity. Broken things tell poignant stories. In fact, mundane, everyday items discarded long ago as rubbish are as much a defining characteristic of being human as great art. And these modest but essential things can tell us some of the most important stories of all in human history. In the case of this program, how modern humans, the tool makers and the artists we've been following this week, took over the world. How, after populating Africa, Asia, Australia, and Europe, they finally got to America.